Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Jennifer Courtney. Jennifer is a challenge director, as well as the director of communications for Classical Conversations Multimedia. She is married to her high school sweetheart and lives in...
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Writer's Circle articles on the Classical Conversations podcast channel. I'm Jennifer Courtney, and today I'm going to be sharing an article with you that I wrote in 2011. This article is based on Lee Borton's book, The Core, Teaching Your Child the Foundations of Classical Education. Today's article will focus on the core of a classical education in geography. Raise your hand if you had a course in geography in school. I suspect that very few of us would be able to raise a hand honestly. My own encounters with geography were spotty at best. I once made a map of the state of Oklahoma out of Jell-O for an Oklahoma history course, and I remember a handful of quizzes on disconnected geography terms. The other day, I leafed through a third grade geography workbook in the home education section of a local store. I was astounded to see that the geography course was actually a course in reading map legends of imaginary cities. The student assignments were things like drawing maps of places in their own neighborhoods or towns. Surely we need to recover the lost tools of world geography. Geography was once a subject which existed in its own right and required students to memorize countries, capitals, mountains, oceans, rivers, lakes, and geographic terms like peninsula, bay, and plateau. This study has all but vanished, having been replaced by social studies courses in which students learn how to read map legends and create maps to local places of interest. Instead of teaching young children about the wonders of the larger world, these activities restrict them to the narrow vision of their own neighborhood. It's a curious paradox that educational leaders claim to be preparing students for a global economy while neglecting to teach students about the places on the globe. Just as students of history must be familiar with important events and people, classically educated students must be familiar with the places. Students of geography, who have learned the location of Orléans, have a more complete understanding of the story of Joan of Arc. Students who can find the exact location of the Swiss Alps will both understand and enjoy reading Heidi more completely. Students who know the countries of Africa will connect with news stories about wars and natural disasters. Perhaps they will even choose a mission field there. In The Core, Lee Borton's explores some specific and simple ways to recover the lost tools of geography. One fundamental skill to recover is that of cartography. In other words, having students draw their own maps. Prior to copy machines, this was one important way in which students mastered geography. They drew their own maps with only pencil, paper, and an atlas for reference. Even very young students can draw lines and blobs on the paper to represent things like the great circles and the continents. Here are the steps for beginning with your family. 1. Obtain a good atlas. Your map should include the lines of latitude and longitude, continents, and oceans. 2. Give everyone paper and pencil. 3. Draw and label the great circles. The Arctic Circle, the Tropic of Cancer, the Equator, the Tropic of Capricorn, and the Antarctic Circle. Younger children who can't write these long names can use initials. 4. Draw 7 blobs for the continents. 5. Label the 4 oceans, Indian, Arctic, Atlantic, and Pacific. 6. Repeat the project every week until it is easy. Make the project fun for the whole family by listening to great classical music or literature while everyone, including mom and dad, draws. For detailed instructions and sample maps drawn by students, please see Chapter 7 of The Core. As children master the above material, you can add more details to one continent at a time. Have your children draw one continent each week. They should work on improving the details of their outline of the continent. In addition, they should label the countries on that continent and 10 physical features such as rivers, mountains, or lakes. Another time each week, have them review previous maps that they have created. If your children are in foundations, they will practice these fundamental skills during your community day and in GeoDraw Camp for ages 6 to 8 at summer parent practicums. Children in Challenge A will practice drawing world maps all year and will memorize countries, capitals, mountains, rivers, lakes, and the definitions of geography terms. The map drawing exercises outlined above will be excellent preparation for Challenge A. If your child missed Challenge A, it's not too late. An older challenge student can practice drawing maps with their younger siblings or drawing maps of the continents in their challenge readings. Above all, approach geography with your family as an exciting new adventure of exploring God's world together. When classical Christian students memorize the definition of terms, they understand the variety of God's creation. When they learn a bit about a small country like Slovenia, they develop a heart for his people. A child who does not know much about the world around him will have narrow horizons. Like all other core subjects, geography opens doors and expands horizons. So open the doors and let your children walk through. Some additional parent resources for geography include The Core, Teaching Your Child the Foundations of Classical Education by Lee Bortons. The Trivium Tables, Geography at the Classical Conversations bookstore. Maps and other activities that can be found at Classical Conversations Connected at classicalconversations.com and other places on the web. In addition, you can read articles about all of the chapters in Lee Borton's book, The Core, on our Writer's Circle. Just use the search term core and you will find articles about all 10 chapters. Finally, on the Classical Conversations bookstore, on the page for the book The Core, you will find a downloadable book club guide. You can read this book with your friends or husband or folks from your community and have a great discussion about how to reclaim the core skills of a classical Christian education with students ages 4 to 11. Happy studying!
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.